This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
The Fair Food Program is a watershed accord signaling the dawn of a new day for farm workers' rights in Florida's tomato fields. For the first time in history, farm workers and participating buyers and growers are working together to eradicate wage theft, sexual harassment, physical abuse, and forced labor. But fast food giant Wendy's has refused to join the Fair Food Program. To date, 11 of Wendy's competitors, such as McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and Subway, have pledged to begin to tackle the flagrant exploitation of farm workers in Florida. Wendy's is the last big holdout of the fast food giant, but the coalition of Immokalee workers is fanning out across the country to hold them accountable. In New York City, they held a rally at Union Square and marched and rallied at two Wendy's in the area to protest. Building Bridges reporter Ken Nash files this report.
Nos sentimos muy contentos de poder contar con su presencia cada uno de ustedes.
Today is a special day for the workers from Immokalee. We feel lots of gratitude that we can count with your presence and count with your support.
Esta acción representa lo que es la luz de esperanza que estamos buscando los trabajadores, ya que con el apoyo de las 11 corporaciones que hoy hemos tenido, también con la implementación del programa Por Comida Justa, hoy, trabajadores agrícolas, estamos teniendo un cambio en el sistema, estamos teniendo mejores condiciones en el trabajo.
This action we're about to take right now represents the light of hope for the workers of Immokalee. With the participation and the cooperation of the 11 corporations that have already signed the fair and are part of the Fair Food Program, we are seeing a new day in the fields for tomato pickers in Florida.
Hoy por primera vez en la historia de la industria agrícola, los trabajadores tenemos una voz. Los trabajadores podemos reportar los abusos que pasan dentro del lugar de trabajo.
Today, for the first time in the history of agriculture in this country, workers finally have a voice at the table. Workers can finally make complaints and reports about abuses in the field without fear of retribution.
Juntos hemos creado este programa. Juntos hemos hecho que los cambios pasen en el trabajo, en donde hay cero tolerancia a la esclavitud, hay cero tolerancia al acoso sexual que pasa constantemente en los campos agrícolas de la Florida.
Together we have made this new day possible. With your participation, we have been able to realize this dream of a new day in the fields, in which there's zero tolerance for modern day slavery, in which there's zero tolerance for sexual harassment, which was once endemic in the fields.
Y estamos el día de hoy pidiendo a la corporación de Wendy's que también ellos apoyen los derechos básicos de los trabajadores y que también ellos respeten y que compren el tomate que es donde solamente los trabajadores son respetados en el lugar de trabajo.
So we're here today asking Wendy's to do their part and join the new day and join the Fair Food Program and commit to purchasing their tomatoes from the fields in which workers' rights are being recognized and respected.
Esperamos que todos vengan con ese ánimo de poder gritar en las calles, de poder decir a Wendy's que es tiempo de que ellos se sienten en la mesa del diálogo con los trabajadores agrícolas.
And so we want you all to bring your best and your highest energy today so that we can move Wendy's and make sure they hear our message that it's time for them to sit at the table and be in dialogue with the coalition of Immokalee workers.
Brothers and sisters, we are going to march really hard.
Thank you.
I'm with Geraldo Reyes from Immokalee in Florida. He's in New York. And why are you in New York?
We're here as part of a National Day of Action to ask Wendy's to join the Fair Food Program. There are other 11 corporations that have signed these agreements, like McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, and several others. And we're asking Wendy's to do the same thing because there are abuses that are being addressed by the Fair Food Program. Abuses that go like stagnant wages since 1978, situations of sexual harassment in the tomato industry where we work for, and situations where there's discrimination, violence. All of these have happened, including slavery in the most extreme cases. And what every buyer that signs the agreement commits to is to use their buying power, paying one penny more per pound of tomatoes, of the tomatoes they buy from the state of Florida, under an agreement that guarantees that that money goes directly to the workers to address the sub-poverty wages, and also condition their purchases to fair labor conditions under the Fair Food Program, protecting the rights that we created as a community and that are being implemented in the participating tomato companies.
Given the number of years and the number of victories that you have, what are the conditions like for workers in Immokalee and throughout the state of Florida now, and what kinds of improvements would be made if Wendy's signed on, or when Wendy's signs on?
When Wendy's signed to this, they will add their buying power to create stronger market consequences. Right now, for example, if there's a case of slavery or a situation of sexual harassment, and any tomato company refuses to do their part in allowing the workers' rights to be implemented and respected, then the buyers have to cut purchases. So that creates a market consequence for in compliance with the Fair Food Program. That forces the entire industry to improve the conditions, to allow workers to complain without fear of retaliation, to work with us in this partnership where workers, the tomato industry, and the buyers are collaborating to create a different reality where the workers' humanity is not being stepped on.
Well, I want to congratulate the Coalition of Immokalee Workers for your many victories, your victories with Burger King, with McDonald's, with Subways, with Taco Bell's, and I know that you're going to win with Wendy's and show once again your innovative tactics in improving the lives of farm workers. Thank you so much, and I've been talking again with Geraldo Reyes from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Thanks for coming to New York and showing us the way.
And if people want to know more, just visit our website, which is ciw-online.org. There you will find a lot of information, and you can print letters to the managers. You can ask us to send you videos and other materials so you can learn more about this. And we hope that Wendy's takes this opportunity to join with the workers to support the new day that's happening in the fields of Florida, but that needs the support of other corporations like Wendy's. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We're in front of the Wendy's near Union Square right now. Workers are forming a delegation to go inside Wendy's to present, I assume, a letter or a demand from the boss there. Not letting the Coalition of Immokalee representatives go in. Why shame on Wendy's?
Shame on Wendy's!
Why?
Because Wendy's wants to put a blind eye to injustice and exploitation in Florida fields. It's disgusting that a company that I grew up with eating right now doesn't care about the rights of farm workers and they benefit from their exploitation. So I feel disgusted coming in the store. And it's about time that they do the right thing and join the Fair Food program with the coalition.
Thank you so much. Leaving the Union Square, Wendy, marching on to another Wendy's on Broadway. And I'm with Daniel Gross from the Industrial Workers of the World at the Wendy's March. Why don't we first begin by talking about Wendy's and why you're here.
IBEW and our partner brand workers are organizing in the city's food production sector, so our members process and distribute tomatoes that are grown down in Florida. We are in close solidarity with the CIW for years now. We think their demand is eminently reasonable, a penny more per pound. Wendy's is out of step. Leading fast food operators have already come to the table and embrace the human rights framework that the CIW is promoting. Wendy's needs to do the right thing and get on the right side of history, come to the table and pay a penny more per pound for its tomatoes.
And speaking of the right side of history, how are you and brand workers and IWW doing?
It's been an incredible run seeing workers in the food factories of New York, the bakeries, the hummus manufacturers, the juice companies come together and oppose incredibly deplorable conditions. Our members face wage theft, reckless disregard for health and safety, discrimination. Women are excluded and paid. On average, men are making 66% more for equivalent jobs. What's been remarkable is to see workers come together using a solidarity-based direct action type of organizing and confront these conditions and win. These struggles are becoming increasingly more assertive, and we're calling on folks to stand up with the workers who provide the essential service of making and bringing us our food. And we need good local jobs in a wholesome food system, and that's what we're working on. It's been great to see the progress.
The Attorney General just recently released a report saying that over 80% of the fast food workers are reporting labor law violations. Well, the law is there, but apparently the inspections are not there and the enforcement is not there. What can happen on the state or maybe even the city level to enforce what laws we have?
You know, enforcement needs to step up, but our focus is on bringing workers together so they can assert their own power on the shop floor and in their industry and make sure that we're not depending on anyone else to keep these employers in line. What we really need is for folks to come out to picket lines, support strikes, make a financial contribution to grassroots organizations like the CIW, like the Brooklyn Food Coalition, and like brand workers.
Well, I've been speaking to Daniel Gross from Brand Workers and the IWW. Thanks so much, and as usual, keep up the fight.
Thanks.
And we're at the Wendy's on Broadway and Bleecker Street. With Arlene Rodriguez from the Community Farm Worker Alliance, and you're based in New York supporting the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Yeah, I'm in solidarity with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, but I'm a member here of the Community Farm Worker Alliance.
Okay, and what kind of support work do you do?
So we work with the CIW here in New York City, and so we focus on the campaign with Wendy's, pressuring Wendy's here locally to come to the table with the CIW and also coordinate actions here in New York in support of the CIW, the the way
well,
this campaign.
Certainly done a great job on this one. It's not only larger than I thought, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's been really good that there was also people from the regional area from throughout the Northeast that were able to come here today and support and let Wendy's know that there's consumers and people here in support of the farm workers, and we want them to come to the table.
And how do people find out about that?
You can find the Community Farm Worker page here in Facebook, Community Farm Workers NYC. And also you can reach out to us on farmworkersolidarity@gmail.com. If folks would want to get involved, please reach out. We're really excited to build up the pressure to Wendy's and, you know, come be in support.
The last big holdout, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. They got McDonald's, Burger King, Subway.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Whole Foods.
Okay.
Recently, Chipotle, Trader Joe's. So Wendy's one of the huge corporations that need to sign on. They're one of the only fast food and the biggest purchasers of tomatoes that need to sign on.
Okay, with people like you, I know that's only a matter of time.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. And I've been talking Olin Rodriguez with the Community Farm Worker Alliance. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Wendy's, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Wendy's, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Wendy's, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Nuevamente acá enfrente de Wendy's.
We are here in front of Wendy's.
No nos vamos a cansar de luchar hasta que ellos firmen un acuerdo con los trabajadores de la coalición de Evocali.
And we're not going to get tired of coming out here and fighting until Wendy's comes to the table and signs an agreement with the coalition of Immokalee workers.
Nunca nos cansaremos hasta que ellos vengan a la mesa como lo han hecho 11 corporaciones.
We will never get tired until they finally come to the table and do what 11 other corporations have done and sign the agreement.
Sabemos que han sido las otras corporaciones sí nos han rechazado, pero nosotros nunca nos vamos a dar por vencidos. Estamos acá por una causa y hasta que ganamos y llegamos a la victoria.
We know that there were times that the other corporations tried to ignore us, that they tried to ignore our movement, but we kept coming, we never gave up, and they eventually came to the table and did the right thing, and so will Wendy's.
Y siempre unidos seguimos en la lucha por una causa justa.
And so we will continue united for this just cause.
Vamos a seguir aquí luchando en diferentes estados y donde quiera que hay Wendy's y ellos no vienen a la mesa.
And so we're going to keep fighting, not just here in New York, but in other states, until they decide that they're going to hear our voice and come to the table and sign the Fair Food Agreement.
Y sabemos que tarde o temprano ellos tienen que hacer lo justo.
And we know that sooner or later they're going to have to do the right thing.
Bueno, hemos ido a diferentes Wendy's. También tuvimos diferentes Wendy's donde hemos pasado a caminar y ellos realmente nos han ignorado, no han querido recibir las cartas de los managers.
So we've just marched by two different Wendy's locations, and at each location we tried to deliver a manager letter and ask that the manager hear about the campaign for fair food. And at each Wendy's location they have ignored us. They have refused to take our letter, and they have refused to hear about the struggle of the coalition of Immokalee workers.
También nos han dicho que los managers acá no pueden hacer nada, que tenemos que llamar directamente a la sede central.
The managers have also told us that there's nothing they can do, that we have to talk to corporate.
Pero sabemos que sí lo pueden hacer, nada más que no quieren.
But we know that there is something they can do, but unfortunately, they choose to do nothing.
Pero llegaremos hasta donde están las instalaciones de ellos algún día. Hasta que si ellos se siguen negando, vamos a tener que seguir marchando, como hicimos
aquí debajo de la lluvia y viento detendrá este movimiento.
But be sure that we will arrive to those corporate headquarters. Maybe not today, but sometime very soon we'll be there. And they will no longer be able to ignore us because ni viento, ni lluvia detendrá este movimiento.
Ni viento, ni lluvia detendrá este movimiento. Ni viento, ni lluvia detendrá este movimiento. Ni viento, ni lluvia detendrá este movimiento.
Muchas gracias a todos los que nos acompañaron. Sabemos que vienen de diferentes partes.
So we'd like to thank all of you who have come from very far or have come from near for being here and standing with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Gracias a todos por...
venir.
So thank you all for being here today.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo
unido jamás será vencido.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.